Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. New software the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles is buying aims to shorten in-person appointments, eliminate needless visits by moving tasks online, and curb outages that have dogged the agency because of computer technology dating to the 1970s. Those are some of the goals of a $277.6 million overhaul of New York State Department of Motor Vehicles computers announced yesterday by Governor Kathy Hochul to modernize a bureaucracy that regulates 20 million vehicles and 14.2 million drivers and permit holders. Maureen Mullarkey and Matthew Chase report on Newsday.com that the project is expected to take about 4 years, according to DMV spokesman Walter McClure, although there's no set start date. First to be rolled out, updating the computer systems for licensing and photo ID issuance for drivers and non-drivers, as well as administration and enforcement of traffic violations. Next, vehicle registrations, title issuance, and insurance verification services, said McClure, who provided details of the project's goals. Each of these phases is expected to take about 2 years. Computer and system outages have caused delays and long lines in DMV offices. That'll become a thing of the past with the introduction of modern applications and proven successful solutions, said Governor Hochul. The contract is with Fast Enterprises, LLC of Centennial, Colorado. More than a dozen people, mostly residents of a subdivision on Jennifer's Path, turned out to a Southampton Town Planning Board public hearing last Thursday to object to a proposed solar farm on West Hampton Beach Village-owned property on South Country Road in Quiog. Bill Sutton reports on 27East.com that the hearing was part of a pre-submission application by CVE, Community Solar, to build a 4,000-panel, 2-megawatt solar array on 10 acres of the 13.5-acre parcel, a former Department of Public Works yard owned by the Village of West Hampton Beach that is currently used as a repository for leaf debris, composting, and at times dead animals. Neighbors oppose the project, citing environmental concerns, a potential threat to the adjacent Quiog Wildlife Refuge, excess noise from equipment for the project, and an impact on their property values in the mostly residential neighborhood. While the parcel is in Quiog, it is owned by the Village of West Hampton Beach, which last year entered into a 25-year lease with the solar energy company, which would supply the electricity generated to the Long Island Power Company grid. While Eastern Long Island does not fall within the path of totality during this coming Monday's solar eclipse, viewers still need to take safety precautions to view the natural phenomenon. On the East End, the partial solar eclipse will begin at approximately 2:13 p.m. this coming Monday, April 8th, with maximum coverage at 3:27 p.m. and is expected to end around 4:37 p.m. Do not look directly at the sun without proper eye protection, and regular sunglasses are not adequate. If your eyes are exposed to the sun without the appropriate protection, it will cause eclipse blindness, which can temporarily or permanently damage your eyes. Wear International Organization for Standardization ISIO glasses. A vote by hundreds of clergy sex abuse survivors on a proposed $200 million settlement by the Catholic Church on Long Island has been delayed, attorneys for survivors said. Bart Jones reports on Newsday.com that survivors were supposed to submit their ballots by March 22nd, but the deadline has been pushed back to April 12th, said James Stang, the main lawyer representing the Survivors Committee in bankruptcy proceedings involving the Diocese of Rockville Center. The results are expected to be known by April 15th. The balloting is being conducted by Epic, a court-approved global technology company that works in the legal industry and with corporations. Stang and other attorneys said the balloting was delayed to give survivors more time to vote, since the process was complicated for some. Some 600 survivors have filed lawsuits against the Diocese of Rockville Center, which serves approximately 1.2 million baptized Catholics. Total population in both Nassau and Suffolk is approximately 2.9 million Catholics. The bankruptcy proceedings have been going on for 3.5 years, with at least $100 million in legal fees accumulated. The cases stem from the 2019 Child Victims Act, which opened a one-year window, later extended to 2 years because of the pandemic, for childhood victims of sexual abuse to file lawsuits against perpetrators, regardless of how long ago the abuse occurred. Riverhead Supervisor Tim Hubbard announced at Tuesday's town board meeting that the agritourism resort code would not go forward because of a disagreement over what kinds of farming uses would be allowed on preserved land north of Sound Avenue in Riverhead. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the appropriate balance between the farmland preservation and development aspects of the code proposal, quote, remains a source of ongoing discussion and debate, Hubbard said at the outset of this week's town board meeting. A resolution scheduling a hearing on the town code amendments to enable an agritourism resort development was set to be voted on, but was not included in the final town board agenda Tuesday. And quite frankly, it remains to be seen whether the perfect balance exists, Supervisor Hubbard said. I remain open to further discussion, but defer to stakeholders of our local farming community as to whether this is possible, and we will keep the public updated. Hubbard said that the town's Agricultural Advisory Committee and the Long Island Farm Bureau, a farm industry advocacy group, want the town to allow vertical farming and indoor farming on the land. The group of shop fronts and second-story offices on the corner of Hill Street and Windmill Lane in Southampton Village, which have been largely vacant through the past decade or more, will have a new look this summer. Kaylin Riley reports on 27East.com that the units at 1 through 17 Windmill Lane and 1 through 15 Hill Street were purchased earlier this year by WHSH LLC, owned by restaurateur Jeremy Morton, who also owns several other properties on the East End, including Rick's Krabby Cowboy Cafe and Rushmeyer's in Montauk. He also owns Provisions, which had been located in Watermill and will move into Southampton Village, a visible corner just east of Paul's Restaurant and the Southampton Cinema, which was bought last year by New York real estate developer Abby Rosen and has been undergoing renovations. Southampton Village Mayor Bill Manger said earlier this week that the theater is not expected to open until 2025. Ye Olde Bake Shop, which has done business at the end of the complex on Windmill Lane for decades, will not return. Zwick said the owners, husband and wife duo Tom and Diane Missler, chose to retire. They were at an age when retirement made sense for them, he said, adding that they were asked to stay, but they declined. Zwick said that a new bakery will fill the void. He said the expectation is that the renovations will be done and the businesses there will be up and running before Memorial Day weekend, adding that Provisions should be opened by mid-May. It will be a great draw to that area, he said, of the popular health food store. It should help the entire complex. I think it will do very well. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.